This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. A small Pennsylvania company is celebrating its role in this week's successful rescue of 33 miners in Chile. Center Rock Incorporated made the drilling equipment used to reach the trapped men. Jennifer Sveta Jordan of Station WYEP reports.
Before this week, Berlin, Pennsylvania was really only known outside its borders for Snyder's brand potato chips. Then a drill bit manufacturer with just 80 employees put all hands on deck to save the 33 miners a half a world away.
All the bits that we ran were all made right here in record pace. These guys, everybody just dropped what they were doing and worked around the clock till they got us everything we needed.
Richard Soppy markets the drills for Center Rock Incorporated. It's in a nondescript industrial shop in the middle of a cornfield. As soon as Soppy heard of the mine collapse, he knew his company could help. Center Rock's drill heads have bits that pound rock as the drill rotates, ideal for the hard, dry volcanic ground where the miners were stuck. Soppy started calling Pennsylvania officials and others to convince them their equipment could save the day. After getting the go-ahead, Soppy and other employees headed off to Chile. They worked days at a time until they literally fell asleep standing up. After 33 days, it paid off.
The miners had a camera pointed up in the roof, and it just mud and muck and water raining down. And all of a sudden, we saw that nose of that drill, and it was a defining moment. The two other drills that were drilling simultaneously, they stopped and saluted us, and it was the biggest moment of my life.
The pace is getting back to normal at the shop now. All around the offices are thank you letters, signs reading 33 lives, and notes from kids welcoming home what they call their heroes. Soppy's ready for some rest. Today, though, he'll allow the town of Berlin to pat him and the others on the back as area businesses hold a party for their hometown company.
I don't think it's all sunk in yet. What we did, it was pretty big. Nothing like it ever before in the world, and I'm proud to be a part of the team that went down there and got it done.
For NPR News, I'm Jennifer Sveta Jordan.